Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
It's Wednesday, the 12th of March 2014, and this is an unplanned episode of the Information Podcast. I felt the need to get something out regarding the developments in relation to this missing plane, the Malaysian Airlines, or MH370. Now, for those who have been following this story, there's no real need to go into details regarding the background, but just to introduce this briefly, because there's a lot to cover. On Friday evening or early Saturday morning, reports started to hit of a plane that had left Malaysian airspace and essentially radio contact had been lost and the transponder signal had appeared to stop. And this story initially broke on, I think I'm right in saying, on Twitter, because it was reported and then picked up on by many sources, and the thing snowballed very, very quickly. Now, I am continuously monitoring a website called www.godlikeproductions.com, which is essentially a conspiracy forum, which has been going for over a decade now, I think. I've been monitoring it for that long, which is quite scary. But I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with this site. It's very interesting, and it's usually the site to go to when news stories are breaking, because people are always on there and they're always somehow first with breaking stories and with revealing interesting things that are occurring that the mainstream media haven't quite picked up on yet. And 9 times out of 10 you find that they will break a story on that site as a result of monitoring some, well, nowadays it's usually Twitter traffic or all sorts of sources leaking all sorts of reports. And then mainstream media tend to pick up on that. Now, obviously, a lot of it is conjecture and it's nonsense and it's flagged and it's forgotten about and it's not worth discussing. But you have to learn to separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say. And with this particular website, you do develop a skill to be able to understand what could be genuine and what it could probably just be a red herring. So I just happened to be on this site at the time, which was in the UK. It was very early Saturday morning, around 1 a.m. if I remember right. The story broke and somebody created a thread saying that a plane had apparently gone missing, all radio contact had been lost. Now this thing snowballs. It was quite an interesting story, but people kind of figured that it would be in the morning, the whole mystery would be solved. So I kind of monitored it for a while, for about half an hour before going to bed, and it just seemed like you kind of just wanted to know what had happened. But I guess the assumption I certainly probably made at the time was that it had unfortunately been a case of a plane perhaps just having a technical fault and crashing into the ocean, and there would be a search and they would unfortunately find the remains of a plane, and the black box, etc., would eventually be recovered. Now, this is not obviously how the story is panning out. And as I say, I'm doing this episode on a Wednesday, 12th of March. So this thing is unfolding so fast that by the time I upload this and people listen to this episode, there may be even more developments which renders my analysis suddenly obsolete. So I'm not going to try and delve too deeply into what I think happened, because I don't think anyone can say what's happened. No one really knows. It's all wild speculation. But what I do know is that things have been very bizarre indeed, and this story has unfolded in a particularly strange way, which I feel the need to perhaps just log while it's on my mind, really. Now, the first thing I want to mention is that one of the first things people did on the Godlike Production Forum and on Twitter, etc., was start posting a link to a website where you can track flights in real time. Now, this is very well-known website, and there's many websites like this. There's apps on mobile phones, etc. But this is quite a popular one, and it's just a website you can log on to, and it's free, and you just monitor flights in real time based on transponder feeds. And there's no great mystery about this site. It's in the public domain. So the first thing people were doing was monitoring what had actually happened, and they felt that they could probably tell by looking at the MH370's flight plan on this site. Now, the first thing that struck everyone as being slightly bizarre, and the mainstream media kind of picked up on this, but not as much as I think they should have, is that this flight did some very strange manoeuvres. Now, usually when you watch these planes, and I kind of went through a period of being obsessed with watching flight traffic in real time on an iPhone app, but you just see them going in straight lines, and there's no deviation from the course. It's just slight altitudes, elevation changes, etc. Sometimes they maybe rise 5,000 feet or descend, but then it's usually just very, very straightforward. It's all pre-planned, it's all pre-programmed, and there's just nothing really to see, really, not a lot of the time. Now, with this particular flight, MH370, somebody posted a link to an excellent video a guy on YouTube has done called Dabu77, and this guy is just putting out very sharp, concise videos on YouTube analysing data, and he's developed a huge following as a result of this, I think. But unfortunately, his videos keep getting taken down by Google, and I think his previous channels have all been closed down as a result of certain things this guy's putting out. So whatever it is this guy's doing, people don't like it. So what I want to do as part of this episode is, instead of trying to just repeat what's already been said, I'm just going to play a quick part of one of the videos he put out talking about this very strange flight radar activity in relation to MH370. So let's just give this a listen, and I will provide the link to this video in the podcast notes.
This is Dabu 7, and I believe we have caught flight radar red-handed changing the flight path of Malaysia Flight 370. As crazy as it may sound, people can label all this stuff a conspiracy all they want, but this is a factual matter here. I put out a video less than 24 hours ago, you're looking at right here, and what almost 20-some thousand people have seen this, and it shows flight radar's path, its replay, showing Flight 370 going down right here. 0 feet at this latitude. Now, something very strange has happened. It seems as though we've caught flight radar changing the path. Because if you pay attention here, the latitude of 693 is where this thing disappeared. We're coming up on it right here at 649 in this new one today. They've redone it. Check this out. Now watch the actions of this thing. It starts to cut to the side. Now notice how it's in the red. We're at 6.7, and it's jumped over 10,000 feet in altitude. Now this is the exact area where it showed on this other one where it disappeared completely. Now it's jumped over 10,000 feet higher in the same area. Now at 6.95, it jumps back over to 37,000 feet. Okay? And it starts to act like it's back on a normal path. Now something has happened here. The last video that I showed, the path ended right here. It went to 0 feet. Done. There's no explanation for this. This radar anomaly. Now, where we thought it went down, they have redone this. And I'm going to fast forward here because the flight seems to stay on a normal path all the way till it gets on the other side of Vietnam. Now, here on the other side of Vietnam, I noticed something very odd. This S-370 has another airplane, another craft, tailing it very closely. And this craft tails 370 and breaks away from it. And then right as it breaks away from it, that's when they show it disappearing this time. So we'll run it here so you guys can see. Now I want you to pay close attention to what happens from here. This is where this other craft is very close to it. And they said that the only other person that they had in contact with it was another flight that was 30 minutes ahead of this flight that was asked to call in. Now, did you see that? Do you see this? This is what they're showing now. Now it's gone. Right there in that area. This is where they've showed it disappearing. And then right afterwards, this other craft that was in the same region had disappeared as well. That was tagging next to it. This is the update, guys. I want to let you know the new path shows it going down right here. Versus what they were showing 24 hours ago. So, flight radar has been busted here, caught changing everything that we're seeing. So what is the truth? We have two different stories here, both being presented by flight radar. And of course, this being the newer. But what was this then? What is this anomaly where it disappeared right off the coast of Malaysia? A lot of questions to be answered. I wanted to update it and let you guys see what's going on here. Now they're showing it going down here. I'll leave a link so you can see it for yourself. Till next time, it's been Dabu 7. Eyes open.
So it's pretty interesting. And I think really what I get from that is that we saw this very strange deviation where the plane essentially raised the altitude, climbs to an incredibly dramatic amount, like 48,000 feet, and then it suddenly descended. So I don't really understand why a plane would do that, but I don't pretend to be an expert. So there you go. That's one of the first mysteries. Why the hell did this plane climb to 48,000 feet and then do a crazy change net in, do a kind of U-turn, come back down? This second plane, what's the deal with this second plane? No one really is talking about this second plane, and I think it's particularly mysterious that the second plane's transponder also seems to switch off. Now, to me, that suggests that second plane is certainly part of the story, and people cannot rule out the fact that second plane may have actually been some kind of military jets and perhaps fired a missile at MH370. So that's one theory, but it may well just be another commercial jet that noticed something going on and was flying very close. But it's just bizarre, and the fact that there was no communication from MH370 with regards to something going on board, perhaps a hijacking, and the fact there was no radio messages, no contact from them regarding that. Again, it's just very mysterious. So whatever the impression is that whatever's happened to this plane happened very quickly, very suddenly. So there you go. So that's one side that I kind of wanted to cover. But there's so much more to this story than just the odd flight path deviations. One of the things that's broken this week is the fact that the mobile phones are still ringing. So apparently some of the relatives of people who were on board this plane, Chinese news media outlets have actually reported that they've dialed the mobile phones and they are still ringing. So many people will know this, but if a mobile phone is switched off or destroyed, it won't ring. It's as simple as that. It will generally go straight to voicemail, and that because that's a network specific element to the phone that doesn't require the physical handset in order to exist. It's not linked to the handset. It's linked to the network, linked to the number. So for a phone to dial, it has to essentially be on, and it's receiving the signal. It's strange, and it's eerie in a way, because that was reported on Monday, I think. So that was 2 days on. So it kind of gives the it sort of gives the impression that this plane could just be parked up somewhere, which is kind of weird, and or whoever was on board the plane has now been ordered off the plane and they're somewhere, but they still have their mobile phones with them. Or, well, perhaps they don't. Maybe the mobile phone... Look, let's speculate for a moment and suggest that implies that they've been hijacked and all of the people on board the plane have been rounded up, taken somewhere, and perhaps their phones, etc., have been confiscated and stored somewhere in some kind of shack. So that's a possibility. But the fact the phones apparently are ringing is a very odd story, very odd factor indeed. And it really is an odd one, that baffling. So one of the theories that's now kind of starting to come out is that perhaps there were reports of Iranian, 19 and 30-year-old Iranian guys on the plane. And speculation kind of hit that perhaps these guys were hijackers. Well, one of the very odd things that, again, Darbu reported on YouTube, not many other sources have picked up on this, is the fact that the pictures they released of these two guys have, in my opinion, and the opinion of many others, been blatantly photoshopped, and in a really odd way that doesn't really make any sense. So, for example, their legs... So it's a sort of airport CCTV shot of two guys walking, kind of walking along towards wherever it is they're going with a bag under arm. And it's like their bottom half from the sort of waist down is a carbon copy. So it's like it's been doctored and it's just been copy and pasted from one of them to the other. And it's hard to kind of accept that until you see the image, because it's an exact pixel by pixel match, and that doesn't generally happen with real photographs. I mean, some people are saying, well, it's coincidence, it's just, yeah, it just looks like it's the same. This is genuinely the same shot, but there's been some manipulation done to these images. Why? Who the hell knows? Because what oddity would that be revealing if they didn't doctor the legs of these two guys? It's very bizarre. Just very bizarre. And I think that's the word that sums up this MH370 story. It's just bizarre at the moment. It's just mystery after mystery. It's kind of the strangest thing that I've certainly encountered in a long time with regards to odd stories developing. And we're nowhere near getting to the bottom of this yet. I mean, there's a good chance that the whole thing will be resolved and there's a story to be told. But, you know, I'm beginning to get the impression that this thing won't be resolved. I think this is... I mean, some people are speculating that this is probably, perhaps, and this is why the government, Malaysian government, just don't want to talk about this thing. It could well be something supernatural. Now, this is not something that I kind of want to speculate on too much, because it could well be revealed that the plane is underwater and eventually they reveal the sad truth. But you can't rule anything out. And there's some very odd things about this story that I think kind of need to be at least explored, because these reports coming in are so wild and so all over the place that nothing is sticking. So, for example, the Chinese are now talking about the search having to be extended out to the Malacca Strait, which is on the western side of Malaysia. So one minute they're searching on the east side of Malaysia, the other minute they're searching on the west. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of miles of distance separating the two areas where they're performing searches. So it implies that they literally have no clue where this plane is. Now, one theory is that if it went over to the Malacca Strait, it would have had to have diverted its course and flown at an extremely low altitude across the entire width of Malaysia. Now, somebody would have seen that. There's no way that could have happened without somebody spotting it and reporting it to the authorities. So I would rule that out entirely, personally. And that search has now been going on for 24 hours, at least, and nothing has been reported in terms of spotting anything. The absolute latest, which has just come in literally as I've been recording this episode, is that the Chinese government have now released aerial shots or satellite imagery suggesting, or there's the theory being, perhaps, I'm not sure if the Chinese are saying it's definite, but they're saying could well be the case, that these shots are revealing parts of the plane in the ocean. And this is somewhere off the east coast of Malaysia. So if we look at these images, and I'm just taking a look at them now, because like I say, this is all new to me, they don't really look decisive, frankly. I mean, there's certainly something there in the shot, but it's not a, certainly not a 100% guarantee that that's a part of an aircraft. It's just a white blob in an ocean. So that possibly will develop, and we may well be looking at something panning out that actually solves the mystery. I don't know. But what is interesting, and I know this as a result of monitoring this story so closely, is that these shots are, the Chinese government are suggesting that these shots are, they've provided the longitude and latitude of where this anomaly, and that's essentially what it is, was taken, where the photograph was taken. So what's interesting is that an oil rig worker a few days ago apparently released a letter which somebody posted on Twitter. They provided a picture of them holding a letter, which doesn't, it's not proof of anything. It could have been faked, and then it doesn't mean anything. But the point is that this letter was from allegedly an oil rig worker saying that they wanted to get this story out there, and they saw a plane on fire crash and burn into the ocean near their oil rig. And it just so happens that the longitude and latitude that the Chinese government are saying this anomaly is present is actually, funnily enough, it's actually kind of in the area where this oil rig worker was suggesting that a plane was spotted and crashed. So that's again, that's very interesting. And why didn't the media pick up on that letter story? Because I only know about that because of some mysterious post on this forum I frequent, and a link to a tweet. So this is not being picked up by the mainstream media at all. So it's very odd, it's very bizarre. But there's more, because we have to go back to this whole flight radar anomaly, because this kind of data, unless it's been hacked and been manipulated by somebody, this kind of data doesn't lie. And I mean, I don't profess to be an expert, but I know enough to kind of know that you don't see these kind of weird things happening when you watch these flight paths. So whatever this plane ended up doing, we have to kind of add some things together here. So firstly, it didn't report any mysterious behaviour. Apparently the words of the co-pilot, the last known words he said, were essentially, okay, good evening. And that's only come out about an hour ago. That's apparently the latest story from Sky News, at least. So they had no issue. Next minute, the plane does some erratic manoeuvre in the sky off the coast of Malaysia. And we don't really know what happened after that. Nothing was reported on radio. But we have had some odd oil rig worker tip-off about a a plane on fire, and I don't actually, I'm not entirely sure if your rig worker saw it crash or not. He just saw a plane on fire flying in the sky quite a low altitude, and he had to kind of roughly work out what the longitude and latitude was of what he saw. So that's quite interesting. But why did it take the Chinese government 3 days? Because the satellite imagery shots were apparently taken on Sunday. So why has it taken them until Wednesday to now come out and release these to aid the search? If they knew about them on Sunday, you would have thought that they would get those out ASAP. Because for all anyone knows, there's people in the ocean waiting to be rescued. So that's very grim. It's just very bizarre. I think the other bizarre angle on this is that the Malaysian government are just being very coy, and apparently they're just not really answering questions. They're being very defensive. They're not really prepared to talk about this thing. And again, to me, that's just a sign that there's something fishy about this whole thing. So what about the theories then? Well, there's so many theories now, I've lost track. I mean, some of them are amazingly fascinating, but they have to be taken with a pinch of salt, to say the least. But some of them I've certainly kind of acknowledged and I haven't forgotten, put it that way. One of them is the fact that there was possibly somebody on board this plane who basically was the target of some sort of assassination attempts, a reckless assassination attempts involving a missile or a bomb or just some sort of way of intercepting an aircraft, some technology perhaps that no one even knows about, like a laser, some sort of, because I mean the Navy now have lasers that can target aircrafts and take them out. So this could be a state sponsored hit, or it could be some sort of experiment with some kind of crazy weapon. Russian Scalar technology springs to mind, which is something that is very obscure, but Scalar technology allegedly is something that the Russians possess, and it involves sending beams of energy through hyperspace, and then they can basically allow these beams to appear anywhere on the planet at almost instantaneous speeds because they move through hyperspace, and essentially it's almost like being able to cause an explosion anywhere they want instantaneously. But that's all, that sounds like some wacky stuff, I know, but I did watch a long lecture about that a few years ago, and it kind of had me convinced at the time that the Russians had some very, very powerful weaponry that the US actually didn't have access to, some sort of very odd experimental weaponry. But let's move away from that. I mean, it could have been a hijacking, it could have been just a bog standard hijacking, but there's too many unanswered questions about the hijacking scenario for me. For a start, why didn't anyone raise the alarm? If it was a hijacking, it would have had to be in the most excellently executed hijacking conceivable, because no alarm call was raised. No, not one quick radio message to ATC saying, we've got some guy on board attacking us. It's just something. So that's an odd one. I mean, one of the theories that I think Alex Jones has come out with is that it may have been remote control software on the plane that suddenly kicks into gear and nobody could override it, not even the pilot, and it's decided to send this plane somewhere in a really odd fashion, and that's where the plane now sits. It could be some airstrip somewhere and all the transponders are off, nobody knows where it is for use another day. So there's a lot of theories and speculation that this could be the prep stage of some sort of false flag op where they need a jet in order to carry something out. But seems like a very elaborate way of doing it, frankly. So I don't know. I wouldn't rule it out, but it just seems like a very elaborate scheme. And what about the people in that scenario? What have they done with these people? Their phones are apparently still ringing, or at least they were a few days ago. I'm guessing the batteries have probably started to run out now. And I guess another question is, why didn't the authorities actually pick up on that whole mobile phone story? Because that they could triangulate the call. They could get the carriers to triangulate the calls and work out where the phone is. So it's very strange that that sort of thing isn't being pushed. And you kind of get the sense that its search is actually a half-assed search. It's not, they're not going at this at the speed and at the sort of tempo that you'd expect them to be if they were genuinely looking to find these people on this plane. It's almost as if it's a smokescreen, and it's kind of, somebody somewhere knows what's going on with this plane, but they don't necessarily want to find it. Or somebody, let's say that, I mean, I'm not saying the guys on the ground doing the searching, though, of course they don't. This thing's compartmentalized. But perhaps somebody at the higher echelon of this whole thing is well aware that there's no plane to be found, but they're just creating this media circus, this whole event, while something very sinister is going on with this plane and these people. Now, I guess one theory that I kind of want to cover, which I think is very interesting, is that, and I don't have the details in front of me, so I can't remember the name of the company, but apparently around 20 people on board this flight, and there's the passenger list, I think, was 239 souls on board. Apparently 20 of them work for a company in Malaysia, specialising in, I think, something along the lines of semiconductors, and I'm guessing micro, perhaps something to do with perhaps even nanotech, I don't know, but it's something to do with semiconductors. It's a very specialist field, and you had 20 people on board all working for the same company on the same flight, all with this specialist knowledge. Perhaps there was something about these 20 guys that somebody wanted to get to them. So perhaps they've been hijacked in order to basically kidnap a bunch of experts for some use in some secret dark project. Who knows? Or perhaps it was just a hit on a plane to kill off a load of experts who knew something about something that they don't want anyone to know about, some sort of revelation in science or some sort of breakthrough, that kind of thing. So there's two possible scenarios there, and I think they have to be considered at least, but obviously we don't know, we just don't know, and that's the baffling thing about this whole story. Almost 5 days on now, it's still a complete mystery what happened to these aircraft. I guess the other interesting one is that this has all been going on quite near the Devil's Triangle, which is a bit like the Bermuda Triangle. It's kind of like the Asian version of the Bermuda Triangle, that's my understanding. Boats and planes go missing. But this isn't in the area, apparently. But apparently this is not quite in the Bermuda Triangle. Sorry, the Devil's Triangle. So if it was, that would probably be something that would have to be seriously considered. What the hell's going on with this whole area? And that would sort of kick off the whole debate about what the Bermuda Triangle is again, and what's really going on with these black spots. And that's what they call them. They call them a black spot. So, I mean, in 2014, we still accept the fact that things disappear from the trace of the Earth. It's very strange. It's kind of demystifying. It's got an element of sort of disenchantment to it. You sort of feel like it's the kind of thing that would have happened in medieval times, and it's kind of like an accepted norm of reality where the gods one day just decide to snap a plane out of the sky, or whatever it would have been back in those days, like a chariot or some sort of horse and cart. It's just taken from the Earth, and that's it. And I get the impression that this story is going to die down, because like all media stories, it's kind of like front page stuff for a few days, but then people get bored, and then they don't care about it anymore. But people will accept this as a mystery eventually, and I certainly don't want that to happen. I want to know what the hell's happened to this aircraft. But you kind of get the impression that it's almost as if this thing will go down as just a mystery, an anomaly, and that's it. So it's really kind of odd. And I mean, I'm hoping that these Chinese satellite shots are perhaps the beginnings of the end of the mystery. So perhaps they're going to go to this location and spot this white anomaly in the sea, and it's going to turn out to be the back end of a 777, and then essentially case closed, until they then have to find the black box and find out what actually happened. But that still doesn't answer the mystery about the phones ringing, and it still doesn't answer why the transponder was turned off, because that again is a strange element to this story. The transponder being switched off isn't something that you could necessarily do easily, apparently. So a hijacker wouldn't have access to it for a start. It's not just a button. You have to actually do some antics down below and sort of fiddle with wiring and all this business. So that's a mystery. And it's also a mystery that no one's picked up the signal that the black box essentially sends out. And apparently the black box is capable of withstanding huge temperatures, and it can be underwater for long periods of time, and it's beaming out a signal that should be picked up by aircraft. You would have thought that would have been picked up by now. You really would have thought that. So again, that's just very, very, very odd. And it's spooky. It's a spooky story that this could happen now. In modern aircraft, a well-serviced modern aircraft. So, it's a weird one. And I guess to wrap up, this has been a crazy week in the news. So much is suddenly happening, and that's something that I guess is worth mentioning. We've got this Russian-Ukraine story, which is far from over with. But if you just watch the news, the mainstream news, you would believe right now that whole story had kind of died a death, and it was all no longer worth reporting on, you know, worth covering. But that story is still colossal. We're looking at the brink of war between Russia and Ukraine, which could draw in NATO. And then essentially you're in a situation where you've got NATO taking on the Russians. There's not really any other way to describe that than to call it a Third World War, frankly. So that's a huge story. And there's been all sorts of weird things going on in Ukraine. Reports of Blackwater moving in, or they're now known as Academy with an I. So they move in, apparently. There's reports of Ukraine's gold reserves being taken out of the country, presumably to the US. So this is all very, very bizarre at the moment. And the Russians seem to be on a war footing. They're really still not backing down on this one. Now, we had a very bizarre story the other night about, and this really wasn't picked up at all by mainstream media, but apparently Libya fired a missile and sunk a North Korean oil platform, a ship with so many barrels of apparently illegal oil on board, whatever illegal is in this context. So we've got North Korea probably looking to, probably, well, presumably, knowing the kind of leader that Kim Jong is, presumably wanting to kind of deal with that and get some revenge. But I'm not sure what a war between Libya and North Korea would look like, frankly. But there seems to be something going on between these two countries, and it's just bizarre. And we've also got some sudden movement going on in Gaza tonight, and this is very weird. I mean, I'm guessing it's because people are perhaps bored of hearing about Israel, but apparently Israel have received over 130 rockets tonight, on Wednesday, 12th of March, 2014. And over 100 rockets have been fired into southern Israel from the Gaza Strip. Now, that's not a normal night in Israel. That's a once every few years type event. And last time that happened, I think there was a pretty major conflict as a result. I mean, not a war, but a huge Israeli retaliation effort to prevent the rocket fire. So we've got some mad stuff happening all of a sudden. A huge escalation in problems with problems in the Middle East, in Gaza, because Israel are presumably going to have to respond to this pretty aggressively. So, but none of this is being reported. That's the odd thing. It's happening, but it's not being reported by the mainstream media. Not certainly not to the extent that we'd imagine it should be, because these stories are huge. But instead, we've got this mysterious plane that's disappeared, and it's kind of like captivating everybody. So I don't know. I've got no answers, but I just felt the need to get this episode out there. And for all I know, this time tomorrow, the whole mystery will be resolved. But I just feel the need to kind of cover this, because I just think the whole thing has just been very It's very strange, and it hasn't panned out in my eyes as just a regular mysterious plane crash story. It seems to be something more than that, but I don't know what. I mean, there's all sorts of wacky theories about this plane, obviously, presumably leaving this dimension of reality, disappearing out of the face of the Earth, sort of disappearing into some dimension, some other dimension. I mean, obviously, there's wacky stuff out there. I'm not saying I believe in any of that, but I'm not ruling it out. That's certainly not something I would do. And I think if they keep struggling to kind of reach a conclusion, they're going to have to perhaps start to look at some other explanations. I mean, look, frankly, I personally think what's happened here is that the plane has been taken over. It didn't crash. And it's somewhere. It's parked up somewhere. And that's probably where we're at right now with this story. With regards to what happened to the people, though, that's the big mystery. And let's hope that they're safe. But that's just my gut feeling on this, based on what I've seen. But certainly these Chinese satellite shots of this white anomaly in the sea, they may well prove to be the answer. So therefore, what I'm saying is possibly not the case. Perhaps it is just a sad case of a crashed airline, some technical fault that caused it to bail into the ocean. And perhaps, say, pilots, they just didn't think to transmit a kind of final radio message out to anyone. It could have happened so suddenly that they just couldn't think to do anything. I don't know. But anyway, there we are. MH370. It's been an interesting week. So there we go. Stay tuned for more episodes.
Information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.